Good morning from Cork, where we have weather. Yes, I just like wherever you are, you have weather, we also have it here. And there's one thing about the weather in Cork this morning, and it is that it's getting colder. When you go out walking with your dog, you are exposed to weather. And as I look across the water here, out into the stream, I see two mallards sailing down the little tributary that runs into the River Lee. And across on an island over there, I see a heron perched, almost like as if it's huddling from the cold. And I see a cormorant who seems much more alive and alert. Now, this is a regular feature of my day. It's one of the little things I love. And I'm going to walk down along the bank of this river. But first of all, have a listen to the river. I think they might be rooks off in the distance. They are social birds. We get very few crows in Ireland. In fact, I don't know when I last saw a crow. But I'm looking up at trees here, gaunt trees, no leaves left on them. All the leaves are on the ground, brown. Very little green on the sides of the bank, but loads of it down the left-hand side of this path. How is the weather in your part of the world? I can see a house now. That house you cannot see through the trees at any other time of the year, except in the winter, maybe early spring. You think I was living out in the countryside, wouldn't you? And the answer is I am not. I'm living, well, yes and no, I suppose. I'm living in a suburb on the east side of the city. But there are fields around here that haven't yet been built up. I see a life buoy on the side of the river, so that if somebody fell in, it could be thrown to them. That's something you probably haven't done, and I certainly haven't done it. Thrown a life buoy into a river to save somebody's life. A schnauzer came down the path with his two owners, a woman and a man, thoroughly wrapped up. Certainly the man had a woolen hat on. I like schnauzers. This must be a miniature schnauzer. They've got something distinctive about them. This is the sound of the weir. There must be an 8-foot fall in the river here. And there's another heron. There is the other heron with its long neck outstretched. It looks like as if that would be the female heron. But I'm not much good at telling which is a female and which is a male heron. Perhaps you are. This one looks younger. The other one looked like a real old wise heron. This one's standing in the middle of the rushing water. I don't know how a heron would catch a fish in that water. My English setter, Louis, is sniffing the frosted grass. And I better walk on before I get chilly, really chilly. There's the old bridge, covered in moss. Two passages underneath the bridge. What on earth do you call it when an arc of a circle is underneath the bridge? Loads of ivy growing on the bridge. It's flat. It's very picturesque. Two benches. One of them covered in graffiti. An ancient stone wall. And a modern stone wall. Clean up. Protect public health. Maximum penalty, €3,000. Issued by the Cork City Council Veterinary Department. This is telling you that if your dog drops poop, you'll be fined a maximum penalty of €3,000. The weather is bright, meaning that the sky is blue and the sunlight is illuminating this area more than it was illuminated yesterday. Oh, I'm walking through leaves that have fallen from the beech trees and kicking up the leaves. Takes me back into childhood. :09 in the morning. It's time to start sending WhatsApp messages to people around the world. Here's somebody. Good morning. She was carrying a little bag. It looked like a poop bag, but she doesn't have a dog with her. That's very interesting. Who knows what was in that bag? This is a real adventure, as it is every day. Hold on. Here, Louis, come here. Louis, come here. I gotta
put your lead on you. There we are. Come on, Louis, come on.
Come on. Come here, you silly thing.
Oh. Come on.
doesn't often go for another dog. And I don't know what he was wanting to do there. I think he was wanting to go and rush over to the other dog. As if the other dog had given him a nasty eye. And he wanted to do something. What is it, eh? Hey, sit. Good dog. Now you sit here. And don't be trying to go for other dogs, okay? No. Just resume your good behavior. You've gone scampering off. Here! Okay, he's gone scurrying, running in full tilt down along the grass at the edge of the path. Oh, normal, calm life restored. Okay, he's gone scurrying, running in full tilt down along the grass at the edge of the path. Oh, normal, calm life restored.